Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back at the top of the hour. And I want to remind everybody that the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, is going to be pre-screened. That's right, you're going to get an opportunity to see it before it's released over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th. It's 4 p.m. on Saturday, 7 p.m. on Sunday. Again, a film unlike any other by Alex Jones, cinema verite style, with interviews, I mean, Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, you know, as well as confrontations with Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, Schwarzenegger, Hillary Clinton, Obama. John McCain's in there. Gary Hart, total pro-New World Order guy, member of the CFR. It's a jam-packed action-adventure fun fest, in my opinion, and I hope everybody goes out there and checks it out because, you know, I sit here in this office all day, you know, editing through my movie and checking out, you know, Rob, who's editing the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, and I am just totally impressed with this. I think it's going to bring even more people into the movement, and those in the movement are going to be motivated to actually take action. If you're not a member of WeAreChange.org, if you're not a member of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, if you're not a member of TruthAction.org, which does great things on the 11th of every month throughout the country and throughout the world, you need to be. And this is going to show you why you need to be and how you can get involved at every level. You know, whether you do a radio show, whether you have a blog, whether you're the guy, you know, in the streets with burned DVDs, you know, you are helping, you are creating change, and that's why this movie, The 9/11 Chronicles, is so important and so different. I want to jump ship now to Paul Joseph Watson, who is the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and an accomplished author on his own. Order Out of Chaos is one of my favorite New World Order books. I recommend it to everybody. It's over at the InfoWars shop right now. I suggest you get it if you've never heard about it. Paul, how you doing?
Hello, Jason. Good to be on the air.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to actually get to have you on the air and talk to you. What are some of the top stories over at Prison Planet? Obviously, the police state stuff for the last 2 days with the Philly cops beating those three gentlemen and then that one guy getting arrested for not putting on a turn signal are pretty high up there.
Yeah, I think it's important to discuss an article that I posted on Prison Planet yesterday, which was introduced on the basis of the tragedy in Burma, but it's not specifically about that. It's about putting in perspective the fact that what now they're saying probably up to 200,000 people may have died because of this, and then comparing that to the level of fear-mongering put out about the apparent threat of terror by our government and doing a kind of benchmark comparison between the two.
Yeah, I mean, the comparison between 3,000 people killed now almost 8 years ago, and, you know, 200,000 in one shot, and yet, you know, it's on our TV every single day, just pumping into our brains, drum-beating fear, terrorism, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden. I mean, they're still the major political tools for those running for office in this country, at least, and I'm sure, you know, throughout the world it's still brought up. And you have this tragedy where 200,000 people are dead, and it receives barely any media coverage in this country.
Right, and I mean, it's important to stress, first of all, that we're not downplaying the horror or the pain of those families that suffered losses on 9/11 or the people that died. Obviously, our entire movement is about helping those people. It's about putting the dangers that face us, certainly in the West, into perspective and then using the reality of the level of the threat as a benchmark with which to judge, you know, the fear-mongering that government and the media ascribes to the threat of terror. Because if there are 900,000 people on the terror watch list, and there are terror cells running around everywhere, we're constantly reminded by the government and the media, then why is the only so-called terror incident in the West in the last 3 years being, you know, Dumb and Dumber driving a Jeep Cherokee into a window at Glasgow Airport?
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
We'll be right back.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in for Alex Jones for the next 2 days. We are with Paul Joseph Watson, accomplished author and webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com. And we're talking terrorism and Al-Qaeda. And, Paul, I just want to get your take on the Washington Post now reporting that everybody who was involved in the USS Cole bombing is either escaped or been let go. You'd think if Al-Qaeda was a real threat and that these guys were the actual guys behind the Cole bombing, these guys would be the guys who were imprisoned at Gitmo or one of our other torture facilities. You know, these guys would be the guys under armed guard, never to be let go.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems that in every case where a so-called Al-Qaeda member can be proven to be an Al-Qaeda member with links to bin Laden and so forth, which is rare because most of them turn out to be nothing more than patsies, then they get treated very well by the US or British government. You had a guy in Britain called Abu Qatada that was called the European mastermind of Al-Qaeda. He was controlling Al-Qaeda in Europe for bin Laden. And yet he was given a safe house by MI5, and now he's being completely released. So they seem to take the highest, you know, the elite of Al-Qaeda and give them comfort while they use the patsies on the lower level to propagandize about the massive threat of terror when they always turn out to be, you know, street gangs and so forth who have no means or capability to commit terror.
Absolutely, and when they're setting up these type of patsies, they like to set up a little plausible deniability. I think that's why you saw the Pakistani ISI as being exposed as one of the funders, major funders of the quote-unquote hijackers with that $100,000 wire transfer. In reality, the ISI is so close to the CIA on the .gov site that actually tries to debunk the fact that we were in business with bin Laden during the Soviets' invasion of Afghanistan. They say, oh, well, you know, we never gave any money to bin Laden directly. We funneled all of our money through the ISI, so we didn't really have any ties to bin Laden. Now, we know that's false. We know that, you know, Brzezinski and others did have ties to bin Laden, but they admit right there that they use the ISI as a conduit to fund these organizations and maintain that deniability.
Well, exactly. They're always going to have front organizations so they can claim that. But any time you get an ISI link, for example, we had the couple of summers ago, we had the, you know, the much vaunted liquid bomb plot, of which, you know, it turned out to be a contrived fraud, as most of them always do. The alleged perpetrators had no passports, no airline tickets. Their behavior before the alleged attack suggested the complete opposite, that they were actually planning anything. And of course, it turned out that this was all being run under ISI auspices. So every time you have that link, then it's proof that something very fishy indeed is going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should just speak to the fact that, you know, obviously we were funding them through the ISI, that the guy who did it, General Mahmoud Ahmed, was never convicted of anything. He was just, you know, let go. He was able to retire almost unannounced and just kind of slip into the backdrop. Meanwhile, Omar Saeed Sheikh, the guy who facilitated this wire transfer, we've got Bhutto, before she was murdered, saying that this guy's an intelligence asset. He's got all sorts of intelligence ties. He's the guy behind the Daniel Pearl murder. And this stuff seems to fall through the cracks in the mainstream media. They don't want to report on actual government intelligence funding these guys. I wonder why.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mahmoud Ahmed was, prior to 9/11, he was meeting with everyone. He was with the CIA, he was with Porter Goss. I mean, he was having breakfast with Goss and Graham on the very morning of 9/11. He was, you know, given red carpet treatment in the days before 9/11, and he was the chief financier of the alleged lead hijacker, and that makes no waves in the media. It's pathetic.
It's absolutely pathetic. And then you look at, you know, Porter Goss and Bob Graham, they head up that initial congressional investigation where 27 pages are redacted. Graham goes on PBS television in December of 2002 and admits that there was overwhelming evidence of foreign governments, that's governments, more than one, involvement in not only the funding of the hijackers, but other facilitating as well. And then he was recently confronted by Philly 9/11 Truth. You can check out the video on the internet, where before he's even asked about anything, he's talking about his relationship with Mahmoud Ahmed and how Mahmoud Ahmed was there to play nice with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and that was his job. You know, so then later on they ask him about the funding of it, and, oh, I just don't know about the funding. I guess that, you know, maybe you guys uncovered something that the congressional investigation and the 9/11 Commission just couldn't find. Yet, you know, he's on television on PBS saying that these governments that were involved will be classified for the next 20 to 30 years and won't be released until they're in the archives. Well, I ask you, why is it that we had this congressional investigation? We know that it's going to be classified for 20 to 30 years. What was the purpose of the 9/11 Commission? I thought that they were supposed to do a full and complete accounting of what actually happened, Paul.
Well, you knew exactly what the purpose was as soon as they appointed Kissinger as the head of it. I mean, talk about a slap in the face. But, I mean, we were talking about the foundation of the police state, which was this apparent threat of terror, which mm-hmm. The drumbeat is drilled into us every day. And the fact is that, you know, we're herded through airports and train stations and whatever you want every day and expected to acquiesce and be treated like scum because of the threat of terror. And in almost every example, as you've just illustrated, it's governments that are behind it, provocateurs, financiers, all linked to the government. But they're slowly rolling out the same measures, you know, into every facet of our lives, and that forms the foundation of the police state. But what's important to put in perspective is the fact that terrorism as a supposed threat is, according to the figures, is less deadly to Westerners than accident-causing deer and peanut allergies. And that's according to Ohio State University report.
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, I'm not a state New York guy, and there's tons of deaths with deer. I've been in 4 car accidents with deer, actually. I've been lucky, you know, not actually getting too hurt. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you had 3,000 people die in 2001 in this country, and since then, zero. And what's interesting to me is student scholars just went and got the press secretary, I forget what her name is, and they bring up the fact that, hey, you guys tried to appoint Kissinger. Hey, you know, look at all these different things. Bush and Cheney testified together, not under oath. And then she starts saying, well, you better check your sources because some of those sources are wrong and they're giving you disinformation. And it's not an accident that we haven't been attacked since 9/11. And that's their big talking point when they have nothing else to say is, it's not an accident we haven't been attacked since 9/11. And I'd say, yeah, it's not an accident. It's because of people like you and me going out and informing the, you know, world populace that 9/11 was indeed a false flag attack that has stopped them from carrying out another false flag attack in this country. I believe if they try anything short of some kind of nuclear holocaust in this country, most of the people are going to wise up, at least a third of us. You know, people are going to point to the government right away. There's too many shady things going on with 9/11. And the mainstream media just ignores us, tries to marginalize us, even when, you know, State Senator Karen Johnson of Arizona goes public, or former Governor Jesse Ventura goes public, you know, or, you know, scientists like Stephen Jones, architects like Richard Gage. They're all marginalized, or they're just called completely crazy without any evidence whatsoever.
Exactly, and I mean, the Bush administration they claim success in preventing terror, you know, in America since 2001, but it has nothing to do with their success, as I wrote in the article, because the same pattern can be observed throughout the 20th century before 9/11. I mean, as you were talking about, it's the equivalent of 11, let me get the figures exactly. You talked about you've been in 4 accidents.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it here. To equal the danger that Americans place themselves in every day by simply driving down the highway, there would need to be a September 11th every month. And to reach the same level of risk that you undertake in boarding an airline, you know, in terms of a potential accident, you only have to travel 11 miles in a car. So that puts into perspective this grand threat, which is called the, you know, the greatest fundamental threat to civilization. Terrorism puts it in perspective in comparison to the real dangers that are out there that we go through every day, and we risk our lives in doing so for the sake of mobility and freedom.
Well, I think they're really good at manipulating our already there fears. Like, there's still a lot of people in the world who are just afraid of flying in general. So, you know, you couple that with the terrorism threat, and it's twice as terrifying. You know what I mean, Paul?
Yeah, exactly, and they don't half do their best to make you feel scared when you go into an airport, do they? And again, that was, I mean, it's ridiculous. You had this ridiculous liquid bomb plot, and then a week later we were all forced to, you know, carry these little see-through plastic slave bags. If we had a tiny bottle of aftershave, you had mothers being forced to drink their own baby milk. If you get into the details of it, there's no way you could build a liquid bomb of any intensity with the kind of materials that they had and the space and the time in which they had to do it, even if you believe that they would have got on the plane in the first place with no passports or airline tickets. And yet, you know, we're all made to feel like suspects for the crime of carrying a Diet Coke onto an airplane. So it's just this feeling that you get when you go into an airport. And I mean, that's what they want to roll out on the streets. And they're changing the very nature of our way of life to combat this threat, when the threat in comparison to the real dangers that we all live through is minuscule.
I'm with you, Paul. It's all about fear and control, and that's what they're bringing to us in this country and throughout the world. That's what this globalist plot is all about. We'll be back after this with Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com.
The It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa del viento la vida me llevó y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
All right, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in today and tomorrow. And we're talking airport, police state, America, and really around the world. And we're talking about the liquid bomb plot. And isn't it convenient how all of a sudden the liquids aren't really a threat anymore as long as they're in this small plastic bag. At first they were like, well, you can't bring water bottles or liquid or any kind of an aftershave or cologne on, but now if you put it into a plastic bag, magically it's okay. I liken it to when it was the Richard Reed shoe bomber plot, and they banned lighters and matches altogether in the airport. You couldn't board a plane with it. Well, now they allow you to board a plane, but the last time I got on a plane with a lighter, they scanned through my bag. I had three other lighters in there, and they're like, well, you got a choice. You can keep one. They're like, oh, which one do you want to keep? I'm like, I don't care, man. I'm like, this is taking another 10 minutes because you want to take my lighters away, but I can have one. What's the difference between having one and five, Paul?
No difference whatsoever, but it's about maintaining this false sense of insecurity. If we agree, which most people would, that, you know, the principal goal of terrorists is to create enough fear amongst the population to get the people and the government to acquiesce to their political demands. So the only, you know, the only way they can do it is by generating enough fear to make people believe that their life is significantly threatened by potential terrorism if they don't follow all these ridiculous rules, like, you know, getting rid of their lighters and carrying their liquid through airports in transparent plastic bags. So, as I wrote in the article, if governments are really trying to win a war on terror, as they constantly remind us, then what they would do is sideline and downplay the ability of terrorists to carry out terrorism. Because, as the figures show, you know, you've got more chance of drowning in your own swimming pool than being killed by terrorists. So the question is, why is the government inflating the influence of terrorists by fear-mongering about a danger that's minuscule?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the terrorists, quote-unquote, hating our freedoms, and that's why they did it. Well, if the terrorists hate our freedoms so much, no one has done a better job from taking those freedoms away from us than this administration and departments like that of Homeland Security, you know, legislation like Patriot Acts 1 and 2, especially the Military Commissions Act, which ended habeas corpus, the right to face your accuser. And again, around since 1215 and the Magna Carta, folks, and that's gone. They can literally charge you with something, scoop you up, throw you in a black hole, maybe take you to Gitmo for some waterboarding and such, and that's it. They don't have to tell anybody about you. They don't have to report to you. They don't even have to give you a military tribunal at this point. And that's the kind of legislation that has been passed, not through, you know, Muslim extremists, but by this administration and this country. And it's very scary to me, Paul. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Ron in Arkansas. Ron, are you there? No, did Ron drop? All right, let's try. Let's go to Sean in New York then. Sean, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. Good job on Loose Chains. I mean, that's woken a lot of people up for me, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you, man.
I'd like to dispel a couple of myths. I mean, I hear a lot of talk about, there are some good police, et cetera, et cetera. If there are good police, how could they stand by and watch what's happening? If they were good, they would do something about it instead of going along with it. For them to go along with it and sometimes participate in it, it makes them just as bad.
No, I agree with you there, but I think it's kind of like that hive mind mentality that even though I didn't start it, that's my friend doing it, and I have to, you know, defend them. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, it's like a gang mentality. I mean, if you saw that video yesterday, was it in L.A.? There was a shooting of a police officer or something. And they got someone at a traffic stop, which they believed might have been linked to it, I think was the case. And all the police just dash out like madmen and run up to these guys and kick the living bleep out of them. And
yeah, that's the Philadelphia one. Yeah, it does look like a gang beating. Yeah, we'll come back to you on the other side, Sean. Yeah, it did look like a gang beating. I mean, literally got the baton out, the dogs were out, there were soccer kicks going on. Three people versus a dozen and a half, maybe two dozen cops. We'll be back after this taking your phone calls with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department, go home!
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. And remember, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you can tune into the fourth hour for a live video feed over at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to be having Jim Mars as my guest, the author of Crossfire and The Terror Conspiracy. You should go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. All Alex Jones's documentary films, his weekly video reports, my films in there as well. Loose Change is over there. You can check that out for free. And just a ton of other great information. All the audio archives are over there. Just a ton of great stuff. Go check it out yourself. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's something like 15 cents a day. Sean, you wanted to finish up with another point about the police?
Well, no, not about the police. Kind of a misconception that I feel is going on with the truth movement.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that, back when the founding fathers and we were free, we were never free as humanity. I mean, if you ask the blacks and the Indians how free they felt back then, I don't think they felt very free. So, I mean, as humanity as a whole, we have never had freedom.
Well, I would agree with you there, Sean. I mean, there's never been equality for everybody throughout the world, and I don't know if there's ever going to be. I think that's something we have to strive
for. Even in
for.
America.
Well, no, especially in America. But it's starting to get extremely bad here. I feel like in the last 20 years, it has gotten it's just gotten to a level where a tyrannical government can do almost anything. And one of the things I have seen in this country get better over the last 20 years, I'm almost 30 years old, is racism. Obviously, there was a huge problem in this country with segregation and the way we treated African Americans, and I've seen that let up quite a bit as I've grown up. I'm not saying it's perfect. I know plenty of racists out there.
Agree with you there.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to have to strive for that stuff, Sean. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to bring the world together under one peace umbrella, but I feel like that's the guise the globalists will use to try to bring in their quote-unquote new world order is, oh, we need this peaceful one world order so that everybody can be equal, and, you know, it's going to be great. You know, they're not going to sell it to us as this tyrannical dictatorship. Sean, I thank you for the call. Don't you feel that way, Paul? They're gonna swoop in and try to be our saviors?
Well, exactly. That's the tack they take with every issue, from terrorism to global warming to whatever, the war on drugs, whatever you want to mention. And, yeah, there's never going to be a utopia on Earth. There never has been. It's always been a game of brinksmanship between freedom and tyranny. And certain groups are going to be excluded from certain revolutions and so forth. But it's, you know, it's like Alex says, freedom and liberty is the extreme rarity in human history, but that's no reason to stop fighting for it because, you know, we might as well die on our feet than live on our knees as slaves.
Exactly. I'm totally with you there, and you couldn't have summed it up better. It's always going to be a struggle, okay? Good and evil do exist, and evil is always going to try to take control. It's human nature, man. And you know, we're just going to have to keep on striving through. We're going to have to keep getting this information out to people. And we're going to, you know, have to keep trying to get our government back. We're going to have to repeal things like the Patriot Act, like I said before. We're going to have to repeal the Military Commissions Act. We're going to have to get rid of Homeland Security. We're going to have to expose the fact that private companies such as AT&T are allowing a quote-unquote secret room to record all of our phone conversations, all of our emails, all of our electronic, you know, things that can be surveilled everywhere. And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. You know, and that stuff isn't in the mainstream media but once, and then it's just kind of brushed under the rug, go back to sleep, no big deal, the NSA can do what it wants. All right, let's go to, who did I just have? I think, who do we just have? I think, let's go to Tony in Illinois. Is that Tony in Illinois before or no?
Hey, hello.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Doing great. Hey, you're doing a lot of good work, Jason, a lot of great work, bud.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, I think you're really, it's funny that you bring up race into this, because that's kind of where I was, you know, where I'm heading with this. It seems to me, after, I've been studying the way America's dealt with blacks since I was a kid, I mean, about 13 years old, and I really think that the whole terror, the 9/11, the various things, were all there to put the weapons into the police's hands. And if you take a look around now, I mean, those martial law drills run between Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi. I can tell you, I mean, I've run through there, and those are black communities. You have what happened in Philadelphia. You have the things going on in Chicago with the cops fixing to be all issued carbines. They're going to, the terrorism, it looks to me like it was used to put the weapons into the police's hands, get those laws and bills all ready, and they're going to fire off race riots. As soon as Barack Obama doesn't get this nomination and some more beatings get on TV and some more cops get excused for murder, they're going to snap off.
Well, I can't disagree with you, man. They've always used to divide and conquer. And one of the key things they've always used is try to pit people who look different against each other. And unfortunately, a lot of people are ignorant out there and they believe that that's the truth and they are more apt to do that sort of thing. But there can be no doubt that on a domestic level, September 11th was used to arm the police and really end posse comitatus, which is the traditional separation between police and the military. I thank you for the call. What do you think about that, Paul? Do you feel like posse comitatus is completely gone in this country?
Well, when you've got police being trained that they're a terrorist out there, when in reality all they're doing is catching speeders, and that's in alliance with the military, in that case, in Tennessee, then, yeah, the police are being brainwashed too. They think that every time they go out on patrol that their lives is in mortal danger, because that's what they're being trained is happening out on the streets, because they're being brainwashed too, that terrorists are around every street corner. So you're going to get a massive increase in police brutality. certainly in the past 2 years, I mean, we started a section on Prison Planet called Cop Watch, because in the past 2 years, the incidents of police brutality, and I'm talking about every single day, have skyrocketed so much that it's getting absolutely ridiculous. I mean, American, the archetype of America outside of America is somebody pulled over on a highway being harassed by police. I mean, that started through series like Cops and so forth, but now it's so endemic that that's what people outside of America see American police as, just enforcers and people that harass innocent citizens and beat them up. And that's, you know, that's what a third world dictatorship is seen as outside of that country, and that's what America is at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I feel like that global perspective is only personified when people come to this country and visit it. You know, the majority of people that come and visit America usually go to somewhere like, you know, Hollywood or especially New York City. I mean, that's just a hub for tourism. And if you go down to New York City, it is a police state like no other in the country. I mean, most people think that New York City is New York. Of course, you know, there's this whole state outside of the city. The city's actually just a small part. But in that small part, you have cops everywhere, and you have them in the black uniforms with the SWAT team helmets and the automatic rifles, and they're in the subways ready to search your bag despite the Fourth Amendment. And it's only getting worse. I mean, again, they're starting to arm them with M1 and M5 carbine rifles. That's crazy.
Right, and I mean, talk about the damage that's being done to the American economy. It's partly through the fact that tourism has completely dwindled. I went to China, and in comparison to going through the American Homeland Security, you know, immigration interrogation checkpoint, going to China was like heaven on earth. And China is a communist police state. You know, I had my visa, presented the visa, there's the visa, okay, thank you very much, there you go. Going to America, me and my brother was completely interrogated for like 20 minutes about where we were going, who we were seeing, why we were there. We were made to feel like scum. And that's what most people see America as now. That's how they expect to be treated, which is a crying shame because, you know, 20 years ago it was so much different.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, the doesn't represent how the people feel in this country. We're upset, too. Let's keep taking calls. Let's go to Matt in Kentucky. Matt, are you there?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Matt?
I'm just calling in for those people out there who don't believe that the government's actually recruiting college students for Homeland Security, for the Homeland Security Department. I go to Western Kentucky University. There's a big ad on the website that says, Wanted Superheroes, Master's Degree in Homeland Security Sciences, coming fall 2008. And it's in the physics department. I was looking at it, and it's basically a computer grid where they're helping the government. They got a $250,000 grant to help the government stop viruses from going through the internet or whatever. And I was just wondering what you thought about that with the whole Homeland Security Department.
Sure, Matt. I'd just say this. You know, universities have always been used as an arm of this control grid. If you look at it, it's not only a recruiting arm, but they're going to try to use universities, say, in internet, too. You know, so the universities that the government likes, they're going to allow them to be the major domain names. That way that, you know, the government can keep control over them and give an illusion that they're not involved. But indeed, you know, the universities are following government regulations, so they're going to just stop a lot of subdomain page names there. I mean, as far as recruiting through colleges, that's the norm. I mean, we have little video games on the internet now for children, for preschool age children and kindergartners to fight terrorism. I'm sure you've seen that, Paul.
Yeah, they had those things through the FEMA website and so forth. But, I mean, yeah, universities have always been breeding grounds for minions of the elite. I mean, it's because people are trained to parrot information and not really think for themselves. So that makes them perfect servants for the elite. The fact that Homeland Security in this country, MI5 are doing it, is public knowledge. I mean, we have trouble because we have articles about Homeland Security on Prison Planet, and we have Google ads, which are automated keyword ads. We have trouble blocking out people trying to recruit for Homeland Security through our own website.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Alex
everywhere.
Gets a bunch of calls about that. I want to let everybody know that they use Google Ads, so sometimes a military ad for the Army or Homeland Security is going to pop up until they actually block that code or something for John McCain. That doesn't mean InfoWars.com supports that sort of thing. That means that, again, Google Ads advertises on there, and you can't get past everything. And, you know, we talked about how universities have always been used as front groups. Look, just because you're going in to Homeland Security doesn't make you a quote-unquote superhero. For instance, San Diego State University was just raided in this huge drug bust, and one of the students there that was, you know, in the Criminal Justice Department about to become a member of Homeland Security was found with a pistol and cocaine. And he was out texting people, you know, on deals on cocaine. You know, a lot of these guys that get into these organizations are criminals, and they like the power. They get into these organizations to have even more power and become more corrupt, Paul.
Well, I mean, yeah, bad people gravitate towards power. That's why we're in this situation as it stands now. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think many people would actively seek to be in Homeland Security. It's like kind of, you remember the series V about the fascist takeover where, you know, aliens were doing it in the classic movie.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that gravitated towards joining their ranks were little Nazis, basically. So I don't think many admirable people would gravitate towards Homeland Security unless they were aggressively recruited, which is what's going on.
I have to agree with you there. Let's go to Rick. Rick, are you with us? No, Rick? Rick Trout? Hey, Rick, what's up?
I'm just wanted to call in about that police state business, and it's true. I'm out here in California. Was parked one night.
Still with us?
Station, and an officer comes, asks me for ID. What am I doing? He questioned me. I said, well, do I need ID? Long story short, another officer comes, a female. They tell me to get out of the vehicle, no probable cause, and they tell me to take my shoes off and socks off. They hold me for over an hour and a half, and in the end, he tells me, well, it's your fault because, you know, you shouldn't be out here. He throws my ID. The problem is he went through my trunk, through my vehicle without consent, and now I'm in the middle of filing criminal charges against these officers because they're criminal. They have no authority once they commit a crime. And I just want to say that there's a lot of videos I have also of Alex Jones, the tyrannical police state, on my YouTube. And my YouTube name is Tactical Guy and the number one. That's TACTIKAL and the number one. Just do the search. And I put my audio up there, what the officers did, so people can just go ahead and hear to see if I was wrong or if they were wrong. You know?
Awesome. Then awesome, Rick. I'm glad you're posting that stuff, and that's what we need to do. We need to post that stuff and make it as public as possible. Let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Steve in Utah. Steve, you with us? All right, let's go to Joe in Florida then. Joe?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm right here.
All right.
Wanted to comment to a couple things. Ron's comment about police. I'm a former law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the multiple agency drills that you were talking about with Homeland Security and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to the airports. As far as police and doing something, it took me over 2.5 years to get into law enforcement. It's not an easy process to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And within about a year of being there, I made a decision to leave law enforcement because I felt that the cost of compromise for the ideology that you were taking on was much, 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 much too expensive for what you were giving up. It was like surrendering freedoms or taking freedoms from people on a daily basis. And it was just not a pretty situation for me personally to be in. I didn't like it. I didn't, and when you look at the public, they condition the officers to do exactly what you said, which is to look at every person as a possible life-threatening situation. And so, therefore, people don't get treated consistently based on the way they act. They get treated based on the way that the officer is viewing the world. He's saying things as he is, not
and,
as
And, Joe, isn't
it, is.
Isn't it true they train you to lie to these people to see what you can get out of them?
You're told in your training that it is not illegal for you to lie to them, so if you need to lie, then go ahead and lie. And you're also told that if they lie to you while giving a statement for any reason, then they have perjured themselves because they are technically under oath.
Excellent.
So
it's a double standard, in favor of the police to lie to you to try to get information out of you, and then if you don't feel like giving them that information, you say something to the contrary, automatically you've been perjured. Now it's probably probable cause. Now you have to get out of the car. Now you need to be searched, and you can be taken down for questioning, correct?
At the very least, it's given them reasonable suspicion to continue to detain you. And so they feel that they can justify that in their report somehow. I found that personally just offensive. Nothing other than that. I just found it offensive. I found it contrary to what I think is an American ideology and ideals for how we should represent ourselves as Americans to one another.
Well, I'm with you 100%. What is it that you do now?
I'm opening a training center right now.
Oh, excellent.
For civilians to do home defense.
All right. So, well, that's the way to go. Jeff, thank you so much for the call. We're going to finish up the hour with Paul Joseph Watson on the other side. And I want to let people know the fourth and final hour is broadcast over at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have Jim Mars on. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back for the final segment before the final hour of the show, which is going to be broadcast over at PrisonPlanet.tv video style. We're going to have Jim Mars, author of Crossfire, and, of course, his latest, The Terror Conspiracy, on for the full hour. We're also going to be taking your calls. But finishing up with Paul Joseph Watson, you know, we just talked to somebody who is a former police officer who was disgusted with the way that things went there. But there's a lot of people out there that are just trying to, you know, make a career, trying to have a pension fund, that are willing to go along with this. And there's even more people out there, like you said, that gravitate towards power, that enjoy and bask in the fact that they have power over these people and seem to be above the law.
Yeah, well, I think that the caller you just had on answers a question from a couple of callers before that. You know, what do police who see the tyranny unfolding do? Well, they leave. Because, I mean, if you're asked to conform to that mentality, which is to treat us as the enemy and, you know, everyone as a criminal, then you're going to get turned off to that and you're going to get out the heck out of Dodge. So that's what that individual did. But I mean, as I said, over the last couple of years, it's gotten absolutely crazy. Yesterday we had a story out of Melissa, Texas, where a man was actually arrested for turning without signalling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gets to that level where the police are being told that they can use any measure they like to try and go out there and pursue a criminal, and they've already decided that we're all criminals before, you know, guilty until proven innocent.
You know, and I played that news clip yesterday, the story from yesterday, I played it earlier on the show, and, you know, when the police chief is actually asked about it, he's like, yeah, you know, I've been police chief for like 6 years, and we've never arrested anybody for a turn signal, but before all the info's in, I'm defending my officer, and he was well within his rights to do that. You can arrest people for a lot of things. He just broadened it to basically anything. You could be jaywalking and be detained, apparently, and be brought down into a cell, and the kid's sitting there talking with his dad to the news media. He's like, yeah, you know, these other guys were like, oh, I'm in here for heroin or I'm in here for crystal meth. What did you do? And he's like, I didn't put my turn signal on. And they're, even the criminals were like, come on. You got to be kidding me. They wouldn't arrest you for that. But I think it was more along the lines of, you know, they, like his father said, they pulled him over. They thought they were going to get some kind of a drug bust out of it or a score, especially when he said, you know, wait a minute. I am an American citizen. I have a Fourth Amendment right. I haven't done anything wrong. No, you can't search my vehicle. And then as soon as he says, no, you can't search my vehicle, alarm bells go off in this twisted cop's mind. Uh-oh, I can't search his vehicle. I have to search his vehicle now, whether I have probable cause or not. And that's essentially what he does. He rips him out of the car. He searches the car anyway. Then when he doesn't find anything, he's thinking to himself, oh, man, I didn't find anything. Now what am I going to do? Well, I better bring this guy down to the station and say that he was uncooperative to try to cover my ass. And it's that kind of mentality of covering for yourself or covering for your fellow police officers that I think creates these beatings like the ones in Philly, you know? Not every cop in that pullover in Philadelphia, I think, wanted to beat these guys. Not everybody gets involved. But the more you see it, you see people running in from different cars. And it's just like I said earlier, again, if these people were really thought to be, you know, the guys who murdered this cop 2 days ago and armed, there's no way the police would have rushed the car like that. They would have surrounded the vehicle. They would have pulled their guns. They would have had all three passengers get out with their hands up and go on their belly and then go arrest them. Instead, they charged the car and literally just beat the hell out of these three guys, Paul.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just where it gets to the point where common sense is removed from law enforcement, that's when you get tyranny. And to think that we're suspicious individuals because we know our rights is just proof to how far we've sunk.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for spending the hour here. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. We'll be back at PrisonPlanet.tv momentarily.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jerk.